Winter thrills await at Winterfest at Nemacolin. Join the fun on Saturday, February 10th for a day of fun-fueled winter festivities like skiing and snowboarding, snow tubing, ice skating, and snow bikes. You'll be able to meet the Nemacolin Dogs Sled Team, try your hand at ice bowling, compete in the out-cold race, and finish your day with a brew by the fire at the peak. A winter of wonders waiting for you at Nemacolin's Winterfest. Experiences are for overnight guests and members. For more information, visit nemacolin.com.
This is a podcast by the Business Times.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the BT Mark to Market podcast. My name is Ben Paul, and I'm a senior correspondent at the Business Times. This series of podcasts, which is based on my weekly column in the Business Times, aims to provide analysis and insight on market trends and corporate issues in Singapore. We are in the month of May 2022. And the biggest corporate deal now underway is the much-awaited merger of Sembcorp Marine with the offshore and marine arm of Keppel Corp, which was finally announced on the 27th of April. This is a deal that's been talked about for as long as I can remember, usually in positive terms. The logic was simple. As a merged entity, these two offshore and marine players might be able to extract some cost synergies, and they would never be in the position of competing with each other. Yet a deal never materialized until now. And the reaction from the market has not been positive. Over the two-month period before the announcement of the terms of the merger, Sembmarine shares rallied more than 50% from depressed levels. But four trading days after the announcement, the stock had dived 27%. In this podcast, I'm going to look into why the market has reacted so negatively to the deal. I will delve into why this merger is happening now after so many years of market speculation. I will also offer my personal views on what it all means for Sembmarine and whether its stock is worth owning right now. Here's how Sembmarine will combine itself with the offshore and marine arm of Keppel Corp, which I will refer to as Keppel O&M. These two entities, Sembmarine and Keppel O&M, will be held by a new company that will assume the listing status of Sembmarine. This new company is just a shell. It was incorporated earlier this year with a share capital of $2, comprising two shares, and it's currently called Bayberry Limited. In a nutshell, shareholders of Sembmarine will swap their 31.4 billion shares for new shares in Bayberry on a one-for-one basis. Bayberry will then issue 39.9 billion shares, priced at 12.2 cents each, to acquire Keppel O&M. After all these new shares have been issued, shareholders of Sembmarine will hold 44% of the combined entity, while Keppel Corp will hold 56%. Why is 12.2 cents the appropriate price at which to issue the new shares? That just happened to be the volume-weighted average price of Sembmarine for the 10 trading days up to the 26th of April. On that basis, by issuing 39.9 billion new shares in the combined entity at 12.2 cents each to acquire Keppel O&M, Keppel O&M is being effectively valued at $4.87 billion under the deal. On the other hand, Sembmarine is being valued at only $3.83 billion, which is its market capitalization when its stock is priced at 12.2 cents. Now, Keppel O&M's stranded rigs and associated receivables are not part of this combination. These assets, valued at some $4.05 billion, will be carved out and parked in a separate entity in which Keppel Corp will own a 10% stake. Also, certain out-of-scope assets held by Keppel O&M will be excluded from the combination. These assets, which had a book value of $300 million as at December 31, mainly comprise Flotel International and Dynamac Holdings. There is one other important aspect of the merger deal. Besides getting a stake in the merged entity, Keppel Corp will also receive a $500 million cash payment. This was something that was negotiated from the outset. When the merger was mooted last year, Keppel Corp very firmly stated that it expected to get this cash payment on top of getting a stake in the merged entity. In my column at the time, I suggested that Sembmarine had proposed its second deeply discounted rights issue in order to position itself for this looming cash payment. This was immediately denied. After that column ran, Sembmarine said in a letter to the Business Times that no part of the proceeds from its $1.5 billion rights issue, which came only a year after its $2.1 billion rights issue, would be used to fund any payment in relation to its combination with Keppel O&M. Temasek Holdings, which is the single largest shareholder of Sem Marine and Keppel Corp, said in a separate letter to the BT that the $500 million cash payment would come from the combined entity. But what is this $500 million cash payment for? And who exactly is going to come up with it? When the merger terms were unveiled on the 27th of April, the mystery was finally cleared up. According to the announcements, Keppel O&M will pay this $500 million in cash to Keppel Corp as part of its pre-combination restructuring. The announcements state that this cash payment is for a partial redemption of existing perpetual securities issued by Keppel O&M entities to Keppel Corp. And Keppel O&M has entered into a commitment letter with DBS Bank for a loan of up to $500 million to effect this cash payment. So basically, Keppel Corp is going to extract $500 million in cash from Keppel O&M before combining it with Sem Marine. What does all this mean for shareholders of Sem Marine? They will end up owning shares in a much larger offshore and marine group that will probably have superior growth prospects at a time when elevated energy prices are likely to spur a revival in its business. Moreover, the combined entity would be a Temasek controlled company. Keppel Corp has said it will offload a 46% stake in the combined entity via a distribution in specie to its own shareholders. Temasek will end up holding 33.5% of the merged O&M group. On its own, Sem Marine had an order book of just $1.3 billion at the end of last year. The merged entity would have a net order book of $6.4 billion. That holds out the potential for stronger revenue and earnings going forward. On the other hand, Sem Marine had net tangible assets as at December 31 of $3.8 billion, much higher than Keppel O&M's $0.9 billion. With the combination of the two entities, shareholders of Sem Marine will see a dilution in NTA per share from 12 cents to just 7 cents. Is that why shares in Sem Marine tanked after the terms of the merger were announced? Is the sell-off a buying opportunity? I'm going to talk about that next.
Find us on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or via the Google Voice Assistant and Amazon Alexa-enabled devices. And now back to our podcast episode.
Before going any further, here's some background and context to how Sem Marine and Keppel O&M ended up in their current situation. As I said at the beginning of this podcast, there have always been rumors of a merger between these two offshore and marine players, but a merger never happened because these entities were integral parts of two separate corporate groups. Sem Marine was a 61% owned subsidiary of Sembcorp Industries, and Sembcorp Industries was, for years and years, happy to have this entity within its fold. But this changed in 2020. That was when Sem Marine raised $2.1 billion through a 5-for-1 rights issue at what was then a deeply discounted price of 20 cents per share. The bulk of the proceeds were used to repay a $1.5 billion subordinated loan from its then parent, Sembcorp Industries. Sem Marine and Sembcorp Industries were then demerged, which is to say that Sembcorp Industries offloaded its stake in the recapitalized Sem Marine as a distribution in specie to its own shareholders. With Sem Marine no longer weighing it down, Sembcorp Industries has been one of the best performing stocks in the local market over the last 2 years. On the other hand, Sem Marine floundered in the face of the pandemic and ended up having to raise a further $1.5 billion last year through a 3-for-2 rights issue at a deeply discounted price of 8 cents per share, which it announced together with its intention to combine itself with Keppel O&M. Could Sembcorp Industries have unlocked value in a different way? Could it have, for instance, simply proposed a sale of a 61% stake in Sem Marine back in 2020? Well, the problem was Sem Marine's market cap back then was less than $1.8 billion. So the market value of Sembcorp Industries' 61% stake in the company would have been less than $1.1 billion, which was less than the $1.5 billion subordinated loan that had been extended to Sem Marine. So that initial $2.1 billion rights issue was necessary to unlock value at Sembcorp Industries. Similarly, Keppel Corp had been happy to have an offshore and marine business in its fold for years, but a couple of years ago, it came up with its Vision 2030 plan, which calls for its transformation from a conglomerate of diverse parts into a more integrated business. and it then decided that its offshore and marine division didn't fit into the picture any longer. That's why it has proposed to merge Keppel O&M with the twice recapitalized Sem Marine. Sem Marine has said that its proposed combination with Keppel O&M will create a premier global player capable of leveraging their combined technical capabilities and capitalize on growing momentum in offshore wind farms and other renewable energy solutions. But there was always a strategic rationale for the offshore and marine arms of Sembcorp Industries and Keppel Corp to merge. The reason the merger is happening now is because the corporate exercise is also in line with the value unlocking initiatives that Sembcorp Industries and Keppel Corp have been pursuing. I think it's important that investors keep that in mind when sizing up Sem Marine's prospects. Given the retracement we have seen in Sem Marine's share price since the terms of the merger were unveiled, I think it's fair to say that the market was disappointed by the deal. In particular, the NTA per share dilution from 12 cents to 7 cents that shareholders of Sem Marine stand to suffer was something of a blow to investor confidence after everything that has already happened. In fact, this would be the third consecutive year that a corporate exercise at Sem Marine will result in a dilution of its NTA per share after its discounted rights issues in 2020 and 2021. Those two rights issues, by the way, raised a total of $3.6 billion, but Sem Marine's market capitalization right now is only about $3 billion. That's about 16% less than all the cash shareholders have pumped into it over the last 2 years. So investors feel quite justifiably that they've been treated very shabbily over the last couple of years, and confidence is very fragile at the moment. And I think there is a real risk of Sem Marine's share price sliding significantly lower in the short term. Keep in mind that once the combination of Sem Marine and Keppel O&M is completed, Keppel Corp will be distributing a 46% stake in the combined entity to its own shareholders. Temasek only holds an interest of about 21% in Keppel Corp, so a very large proportion of those shares in the combined entity could end up in loose hands. This overhang could weigh on Sem Marine stock for some time. With Sem Marine currently trading at just under 10 cents, I wouldn't buy the stock myself. Instead, I would be inclined to wait until one of two things happens. One is that Sem Marine's combination with Keppel O&M is done and dusted, and the enlarged group actually begins reporting improved profitability. Alternatively, Sem Marine stock falls below its diluted NTA of 7 cents per share. Until one of those things happens, I would be more comfortable simply watching the stock rather than owning it. That's it for this episode of Mark to Market. You can follow my Mark to Market podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts.
That was a podcast by the Business Times. Send your feedback to podcast@sph.com.sg. Find us on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or via the Google Voice Assistant and Amazon Alexa-enabled devices. For more podcasts by the Straits Times, the Business Times, and Money FM 89.3, you can also download the Audio by SPH app. That's AWEDIO. Do note, all analyses, opinions, recommendations, and other information in this podcast are for your general information only. You should not rely on them in making any decision. Please consult a fully qualified financial advisor or professional expert for independent advice and verification. To the fullest extent permitted by law, SPH Media shall not be liable for any loss arising from the use of or reliance on any analyses, opinions, recommendations, and other information in this podcast. SPH Media accepts no responsibility or liability whatsoever that may result or arise from the products, services, or information of any third parties.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend. Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.